Oasis Audio presents The Sword of the Silver Knight by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Stepping Back in Time.
You'll never believe it! There's a knight on horseback riding across the field!
Called 6-year-old Benny Alden, racing back to his sisters and brother.
Benny, you have a great imagination, said 12-year-old Jesse.
The Alden children were on their way to Pleasant Valley Park for a picnic. The park was hidden from view by tall pine trees, but Benny had run ahead of the others. Now he had come back to tell them the exciting news.
I'm serious,
Benny said.
There's a huge tent and some smaller tents and knights on horseback.
Henry, who was 14, raised his eyebrows.
Oh, no, we forgot to bring our armor, he said with a smile.
The others laughed. Even Benny had to smile. But as they walked just beyond the pine trees, he pointed down to the field below.
See?
He said. The Aldens stopped in surprise. Benny was right. A huge, colorful tent, like a circus tent, filled the open field in front of them. Behind it were several smaller tents. A man on horseback was riding from one of the smaller tents into the larger one. Just as Benny had said, the man was dressed in shining armor.
I feel like we've stepped back in time, said Jesse.
Look,
Violet said, pointing to a large sign that said Medieval Fair.
What does that mean?
Benny asked. He was just learning to read.
That was a time hundreds of